And one of them in particular was to see a couple people in my life differently, because I knew that when I was looking at them, I wasn't seeing their true self. All I was seeing was how they were behaving. How many of us have felt that way sometimes about ourselves? All we can see is how we're behaving. And we just go, is this ever going to be any different? Or we see someone else and all we see is how rude they are, or how harsh they are, or how obnoxious they are. And we can't really see who they really are. And I asked the Lord, would you help me with this? And he said, well, I need you to meet the risen Christ. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, most of your relationship in your mind is with the Jesus of the Gospels. But I need you to meet the Jesus that has risen from the dead, who sees these people as they truly are. I need you to embrace, and I was like, I didn't even think about that, right? Like, most of my perceptions of who Jesus was, except for who he is in my heart, was of the pre-cross Jesus. And he was kind of a little irritated. I mean, those Gospels are a race to the cross, for sure. And so he said, it's time to really meet the Jesus who's relaxed, hanging out, having a good time, and can see people the way they really are. And he reminded me of exactly what you shared, Jill, which was everybody who met Jesus after the tomb didn't recognize him. And I think the reason they didn't recognize him in part was because it was a revelation. It is God who opens our eyes and makes us able to see and experience the Jesus who is fully, fully human, fully divine, and fully us. And it requires, I think, an unfolding revelation to come into relationship with that Jesus. And I have a clip, because there's a really great movie that just came out on video. And when I saw it, some of you might know it, it's got some super great music. Maybe when you saw it, you saw the same thing that I did. A little girl named Moana, you know? And she's on this trek to restore the earth. Just that small task, something that maybe, I don't know, the church does, something maybe that we're meant to do. And in her process, she's returning this heart, this stone, to a particular place. And it seems like a daunting journey. It seems impossible. And then she encounters this monster guarding the, I guess maybe the accomplishment of the task to recover the earth. And I think that it's a perfect celebration of Easter. So let's take a look and we'll talk about it. Kind of terrifying. It's super scary. Like that monster in a situation, but I just want you to picture that maybe that's happened once in your life, and that this little girl is Jesus, who's approaching you in the midst of your frustration and a little bit of a difficult circumstance, and this is what he's singing to you.
Your name.
Who you are.
because this is us, and I think this is also humanity. All of us as one, having been utterly convinced that we're something that we're not. And all of a sudden, all of humanity is recognized for who we really are. Okay, go ahead, Dan. For us, it's fine. Have fun. We're only three sentences away. Have fun. I'm so glad that Jesus came not as an example for us, but an example of us. He didn't want to show us how, he wanted to show us who. And every day, as we get to know him more and more, he utterly convinces us of who we really are. And then we together in a community get to create such an atmosphere of goodness that other people will see it for themselves. And one of the cool things that I got to have a friend share with me this week is how when we're in a group, we have cells in our brains that are, they're calling them mirror cells. Anybody familiar with that? And these cells in our brain reflect what other people are thinking. And when a group of people is thinking in a certain way, you can either agree with it or disagree with it, but your brain wants to agree. Isn't that amazing? That we were designed to help each other. That our very thinking and our thoughts, when I think a good thought about you, your brain agrees with me. Isn't that the coolest thing ever? That our very chemistry was made to be in agreement with each other. And God so made us capable and able to be, as the first fruits of creation, able to restore the whole earth. And so I love that when Jesus was in the garden in John 17, he said, "Lord, I pray that you would put them in me and me in them so that they would know the intimacy and the love that we have with each other, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and so that we would be able to step into that intimacy and enjoy the goodness of that kind of relationship, and we would be able to enjoy it corporately with each other." And now we're starting to discover in science, and I say now, like in the last 40, 50 years, and sometimes even longer than that, how we were so made to be in a community and to love each other well. So I'm excited to explore that even more. Woo-hoo.